Next patient was Lisa Collins Kelly. L-I-S-A, Lisa Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Date of birth is 3-5-58. Date of visit is 4-1-24. Please make copy for Glenda Ramirez, M.D. Glenda, G-L-E-N-D-A, Ramirez, R-A. M-I, Ramirez, R-E-Z. M-I, R-E-Z, M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint. Obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, physical illness. Oh, can you please mention prior to that paragraph, please mention, dear Glenda, thank you for sending. Lisa Collins for pulmonary evaluation. Okay, next paragraph, chief complaint was obstructive sleep apnea. Next, respiratory illness. This is a 66-year-old female who has a past history for obstructive sleep apnea, has previously been treated for borderline diabetes and hyperlipidemia. The patient complains of fatigue and daytime sleepiness and increased weight and states that she had a CPAP machine prescribed more than 4 years ago, but she had stopped using it for more than 2 years and presently needs new equipment, including a mask and tubing. A copy of her polysomnographic study was not immediately available. The patient also is somewhat overweight. And is trying to lose some weight, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for tonsillectomy and history for arthroscopic knee surgery. She had had a hysterectomy in the past and a cholecystectomy. She has hyperlipidemia and history of COPD. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 40 years and quit 3 months ago. No alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of alcoholism. Mother is alive at age 89. Next paragraph, allergies to cortisone and uh, I'm sorry, not cortisone. Allergies to hydrocodone and cranberry. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has had no weight loss or fatigue. I'm sorry, no weight loss but has fatigue. No double vision or cataracts. No vertigo or hoarseness. There's no urinary frequency or burning. There's no hay fever. She denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. Denies diarrhea. She has chest pains, no arm pain or palpitations, no leg swelling. She has depression and anxiety. She has no easy bruising. She has no joint pains or muscle aches. Denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist included Lipitor, 80 milligrams daily, and cholecalciferol, 1.25 milligrams weekly. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This is a averagely built elderly white female who's alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, superfluidema. Blood pressure is 130/70, pulse 85, respiration is 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 145, saturation 97. HEND non-sphalic, pupils are reactive, sclera were clear, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Next sample, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And essentially clear lung fields. Heart symptoms are regular, S1-S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness, reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, fresh number 1 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is probable COPD. Number 3 is hyperlipidemia. And number 4 is borderline diabetes. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient was advised to get a copy of her polysomnographic study done 4 years ago. She will be set up with a new CPAP machine and face mask, as well as tubing with heated humidification, and she will also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. I was placed on a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN, and a follow-up visit be arranged approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Glenda Ramirez, MD. Thank you. Sakti Suzanne.